Hello, this is Dennis Windsor, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for RBC Life Sciences. Thank you for listening to this call. Over the next few minutes, you'll hear about one of the most powerful plants on earth, aloe vera. This is truly an amazing plant that people have been using for centuries to help them look and feel better. And RBC Life Sciences has a complete line of aloe vera products that really help you live a longer, healthier life. And also, you'll want to look for a special email from RBC sent out today that will allow you to purchase several of our aloe vera products at a substantial discount during the next few days. So check your email and tell your associates to do so also. I'm privileged to have on the call with me tonight RBC's founder and CEO, Dr. Clinton Howard. Following a 16-year career in the medical testing laboratories industry, Dr. Howard pioneered and developed the medical applications of aloe vera, resulting in several products approved for sale by the U.S. government and that are on the market today. Dr. Howard founded American Biomedical Corporation in 1958, which he built into a chain of 40 medical testing laboratories nationwide. He took the company public in 1969 and merged with National Health Laboratories, one of the nation's largest medical laboratory chains. And in 1974, Dr. Howard founded Carrington Laboratories, a manufacturer of skincare products. And in 1981, he established the research division, which isolated an active medicinal compound in aloe vera called Ace Manin. And then he retired from Carrington in 1990 and founded RBC Life Sciences in 1991. Dr. Howard was appointed by Texas Governor John Connally as one of the six members of the Texas Air Control Board in 1960. He also served as a founding president of Irving Hospital from 1960 to 1965 and remained on the board of directors until 1986. In recognition of Dr. Howard's civic and philanthropic contributions, the hospital named its outpatient section the Clinton H. Howard Center of Health Management. Needless to say, this is a world-renowned leader in health and wellness, and is the founder of our company and has brought so many great products to the market and impacted so many lives. So it's a special privilege to welcome you to this call. Welcome, Dr. Howard.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be on the call.
Well, we're really excited to have you share some thoughts about, I know, something that's really true to your heart, which is a real key of our company, a key product of our company. And Dr. Howard, aloe vera is known to be really one of the most powerful superfoods on the planet, and it has been used by people for centuries. And you've been such a pioneer in bringing aloe vera to market, and also are really literally known around the world as Dr. Aloe, so that carries a lot of weight there too. But therefore, you know, if there's really anyone in RBC that knows the benefits of using aloe vera, it really is you. So maybe we could start out by just talking a little bit about what aloe vera is. So what is aloe vera?
Okay, well, thank you, Dennis. First, I want to say it's a great pleasure to talk about one of my favorite subjects for sure. I became interested in aloe vera 33 years ago in 1974. And began to hear stories about this desert plant grown down in the Rio Grande Valley. And what it is, Dennis, it is a desert plant. It's a member of the lily family. The biological name is Lilacea aloe vera, or aloe barbadensis, and the popular name has become aloe vera. Related to garlic and lilies, actually, biologically. But as a desert plant, it developed characteristics to protect itself from animals using it as a source of moisture and nutrition. So it has spines somewhat like a cactus, and it has a very thick rind, and it has a very bitter yellow sap just beneath the skin of it. And they grow up to about, from the ground up, almost 2 feet in height. In this country, in the Caribbean and Central America, they'll grow up well over 2 feet. It's a succulent plant. It can live in the desert with very little moisture, has roots very close to the surface to take in the dew in the morning even. So it can easily be killed by overwatering it. As a matter of fact, as many people who've tried to keep plants in their home may have discovered. But at any rate, the exciting thing about aloe vera is that let me just say this. I heard incredible stories, not only of people treating burns with the plant itself, cutting open the leaf and draining the juice onto a burn, which was remarkable in itself because it not only stopped blistering, but it eased the pain of the burn. And in many cases, the very next day, you could see the area where it was burned and you could not tell that there was any redness left. This just intrigued me that I felt there's got to be something there that ought to be used in mainstream human medicine and veterinary medicine. And so I started a research laboratory and started the company that became Carrington Laboratories and hired the scientists and asked them, their instructions were to find what it is in this plant that actually causes this healing. The more we learned about it, people were actually skinning the leaf and eating it to treat various conditions in the gastrointestinal tract, like ulcers and irritable bowel syndrome and reflux, acid reflux into the esophagus. That's what was, to me, the mystery. Had it had just one use, like for burns, it would be wonderful plant, but to have something that had this wide range of uses just was incomprehensible. And the laboratory scientists, after about 4 years of research work with the most latest state-of-the-art instruments in our lab, and the staff of only about five people, they came to me one day and with a little petri dish with white powder on it and said, "Mr. Howard, this is it." And I asked him what the powder was, and they said it's a long-chain sugar, also called a polysaccharide, and it's an acetylated beta mannan. Now, mannan is a type of sugar. Mannose is a type of sugar. And these are very long, stringy polysaccharides. And what we learned, to make a long story short, is over the years of research, is that isn't the only beneficial ingredient in aloe, but it's the principal one. But there are other beneficial ingredients in aloe.
Well, this is definitely a passion of yours. I know that you were attracted to this plant for personal reasons too, with your family and watching some of the effects of life happen on your family members. And aloe vera really has been a product that you've used personally, I know, for decades. And you've also been involved in actually the actual cultivating and harvesting of aloe vera, and it's very unique on trying to deliver this product in a palatable way that is beneficial. How is it grown?
Well, okay, we had our own farms, and we put in scientific instruments in those farms to measure everything about the environment so that we'd know the very best conditions under which to grow aloe vera. And it's farmed in sandy loam soil that is well drained. It must have a water level below 6 feet. It has to be well drained. As I said earlier, it could be waterlogged otherwise. And it has to have, obviously, a lot of sunshine. And it does help to have a fairly windy environment. And those conditions are perfect in the Rio Grande Valley. The only problem with the Rio Grande Valley, it turned out, we had 41 acres. And in the 1980s, there was a freeze that just, I mean, it's a desert plant. It can't withstand freezing. And so we lost a large part of our crop. And as that came back, another freeze hit about 5 years later. So what I did is I hired a consultant to go down into Latin America and find an appropriate farm land there. And we bought 400 acres in Costa Rica, right on the Pan American Highway. And it's flat as a table. And it was, each plant is about 18 inches apart in rows. And you plant pups, you don't plant seeds. And the little pups are maybe like 6 inches in height. And they grow up around the base of the aloe vera plant so that you actually go through the workers go through the fields and remove those pups from around the base of the mother plant so it won't drain energy of that plant. And then they can use those little pups to start new rows. And so you can constantly expand your field if you want to, if you have the land to do it.
Right, so you definitely have gone through the process of knowing how to grow it, how to cultivate it, and how to bring the actual elements of the plant that you can deliver into various products for consumers. And you've done that for decades. And aloe vera, you just touched on some of those benefits on aloe vera. Are there anything else that makes this plant so special in the benefits of what it does for your body, for your life?
Well, absolutely, because the mystery was solved. The mystery was solved when they discovered what it actually does. And what it actually does, it stimulates the macrophage cells, or macrophage cells, depending on how you pronounce it. The macrophage cells are large white blood cells which roam through your body looking for infection or any form of disease. Even a cell turning malignant will appear to be a target for the macrophage cell. And the macrophage cell will engulf bacteria, virus, or even the cancer cells and take it within that cell and destroy it. In other words, you're exposed, we're all exposed to thousands of infections that we never catch, that never take hold. And the reason we are is because our immune system is constantly working, protecting us. And those cells are everywhere. There are cells on your skin, there are cells in your blood and every organ of your body, everywhere. And they're constantly destroying foreign invading organisms. And so what happened was we discovered that aloe vera stimulates those macrophage cells to work harder. And so that in the case of the sunburn treatment, they're in your skin, and when you get that burn, they start immediately repairing the tissue, and they release a enzyme that stops the pain. That's why you put it on a burn or ant bite, scrape, any kind of a cut, wounds, or anything like that, you'll generally experience an immediate loss of pain. And so, as I said earlier, it's not just that one ingredient that's in aloe that's so marvelous. It's a number of ingredients. But
and this isn't folklore. I mean, this is, if there's anybody that would know about the true scientific benefits, it'd probably be you, because you and your team have spent millions of dollars. In fact, on your projects, some of those you discussed, spent over $20 million discussing what the true benefits and applications can be. And then you've taken a lot of that knowledge, obviously, with RBC Life Sciences and built some fabulous aloe products, which we have several, and I wanted to have a chance for the listeners to hear about a few of those. And the first one is just a fabulous drink that we've been selling for years, and several different flavors, and it's a product called True Aloe. Do you want to share a little bit about this product?
Yes, and there's one major point that we absolutely want to make clear and leave everyone with, and that is that the way we process aloe for the true aloe drink, as well as for other applications of aloe in our other products, is that we process it in such a way that the full activity of that fresh leaf remains in a finished product that's been manufactured, put in a bottle and on the shelf, and may be there for weeks or even months. And it's, when you open it, it's still just as active as if you were working with a fresh leaf. And that the reason you might say, well, why did you spend $20 million trying to discover the ingredient if aloe processed properly does all these wonderful things? And the only reason we did all that is because we knew that the government approval, we would never get government approval for its use to be able to make any claims unless we isolated one single ingredient out of it that worked. And the point is this: every good thing about aloe is in our aloe. The Ace Manin is in aloe. One company took Ace Manin and gave it a different name and added some fiber back in it, as I understand it, and they call it Manipol. Well, Manipol is in there. Ace Manin is in there. Everything that is good about aloe is in aloe as we process it. It's retained. It's preserved properly. So
when a consumer is taking our products, they really are getting, you know,
they're getting the full benefit.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. And it's such a fabulous nutrient to get into the body. And the key is how do we get it into and on top of our body? And we've got some great applications, and that true aloe is the first one. And I think you did some research on various products that were on the shelves, and they didn't live up to what they were claiming as far as the potency of bringing true aloe to the product. And
well, that's
so
true. That's true, Dennis. We, in our laboratory back at Carrington, we tested, I think it was 25 different brands on the market. And they would say on the label 98% aloe vera and make all these claims. And then we had analyzed it for the aloe vera content and find that it have anywhere from 2% to 20% aloe vera. And sadly enough, the most popular brand to this day had something in the order of 1 to 2% aloe vera, despite what they claim it has. It's just like drinking water. But the true aloe that we have, our beverage, our drink, it's flavored, comes in three flavors, as everybody knows. It has the aloe properly processed, and of course the other products, the aloe jelly has it properly processed in a water-based gel, and the aloe mannan capsules are prepared by a evaporation process that simply removes the water. The leaf is not heated above body temperature, so that you don't denature any of the ingredients in it, so you can get aloe benefits from the aloe mannan capsules as well, or
right.
The caplets.
Well, fantastic. And then, so these variety of products people can drink and they can consume on a portable basis with our aloe mannan capsules, and obviously aloe jelly. How would you recommend using that product throughout the year? Because there's so many uses for it.
Well, I'd start with the way I use it every morning as an aftershave. I use it on anything that any, you know, we keep a bottle in the kitchen, and there are many restaurants that keep aloe jelly in their kitchen because cooks are constantly getting burned. If anybody gets a burn, we simply apply the aloe jelly to the burn and be certain that you cover all the burn areas. Sometimes if you get a splatter burn from grease or coffee or something, you may not cover. We've had many people that said, well, they couldn't tell where they were burned except over here, this spot I missed. I didn't get the aloe on it, and it's still red the next day. So it's a great product to put on a burn. The sunburn or thermal burns are, as I said before, ant bites and or insect bites of any kind, and scrapes and sores and things like that. We had developed at Carrington a medical business of treating bed sores, for example, because they we converted a lot of nursing homes from the dry wound treatment, where the bed sores were just getting bigger and bigger, and they were trying to put something on there to stop infections. We said, you need to put something on there to start the healing, and developed a business that is still in business to this day all over the United States for treating slow-healing wounds.
Well, fantastic. Well, Dr. Howard, I know that, aloe, people walk by it literally probably every day in supermarkets and in stores, and you're not necessarily getting the best of the best in many, many places, because there's so many different ways it's diluted and so many different ways it's processed and grown. And that's why I wanted our listeners to hear your passion, because you started out many years ago wanting to bring the fabulous benefits of this plant to the people in the world, and you've done it. And the key is testimonials. And people have been purchasing your aloe products for years and years and years, and it's just been a fabulous product to impact and change people's lives. So thank you for being on tonight's call and for sharing your insights into aloe vera. So thank you for being on the call.
Great pleasure, Dennis.
Great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are just a few of the reasons why you will definitely enjoy the benefits of RBC's aloe vera products. So order your supply of our various products today from RBC Life Sciences, and definitely share our products with your friends and your family members. Again, check your email, because we sent out an e-alert today that would allow you to purchase some of these products at a special discounted price for the next few days. So make sure you check that, and it'll give you a full description of which products are available for the discount. We have many, many products at RBC, so enjoy all the products as you begin to enjoy these products for the rest of your life. And this email will allow you to purchase RBC's Life Sciences Aloe Vera just during the next few days. So please take advantage of that and share that with your associates. Spread the word with that as well with your organization. So thank you for taking your time for listening to this call, and we appreciate you listening in tonight. Thank you.